Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. For the Lord is good and his love endures forever. Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the Cape Elizabeth Church of the Nazarene. We welcome you to join us in a study of God's Word today. May God open your heart and mind as you listen to the eternal truths found in His Word.
Our gospel reading this morning comes from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 through 18. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand who is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep sees the wolf coming and leaves the sheep and run away. And the wolf snatches them and scatters them. The hired hand runs away because a hired hand does not care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them also, and they will listen to my voice. So there will be one flock, one shepherd. For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have power to lay it down, and I have power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father. This is the gospel of our Lord. But for the sermon today, it'll actually be a lot more like a homily. It'll be a lot shorter than I normally preach, and I hear all the people say amen. But, and part of that is today is because I really do think it's important that as many of us as possible try to head over to South Portland after church today to see off Tim Brooks and to show that we are indeed one flock, that although they are a different part of the flock and they are led by a different shepherd, not the good shepherd, but a different pastor, but they are still very much a part of our family and we are very much a part of their family. So I will try to keep today short. I will try to not say too much and instead just let the gospel text speak for itself. Because I really do think this is one of those passages that sometimes it's good if we just sit with it. Because this is a good news passage. This is one of those passages that is just everywhere you look in it, it's good news. One, you see that Jesus is telling us that He has the authority to lay down His life and that it will be taken back up. You know, it's a glimpse of the resurrection and that this is a good thing. That nothing is brought down that He can't raise back up. But it's also good news because, and this is probably my favorite part of the passage, is Jesus is saying it's not just about us. And I like that because that's something I struggle with. I often think, you know, it's all about me. It's all about my tribe. It's all about where I am. But Jesus clearly says in this, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. Which makes me have to look at my brothers and sisters and say, yeah, Christ is leading you too. I'm not always sure how and I don't always see where. But to understand that Jesus really is the good shepherd and that he is seeking to lead all of his sheep and not just the sheep that are a part of my fold here and now. This passage when he says, I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold, I always think of the parable of the shepherd that has 100 sheep and the 99 are there and the one goes missing. And what does the shepherd do? He goes out and he seeks that one that is lost. And how, when I hear this passage, I hear Jesus saying, yes, I am continually seeking my sheep. And maybe they won't be a part of our fold. Recently, over the last 2 months or so, I've been meeting with a Jesuit priest in Portland. And we've talked about how it is okay that we are not of the same fold. But how we can see the Holy Spirit working in ways that our two different folds really are in a number of ways becoming closer together. You know, we've talked about how in many Protestant churches we are re-grasping the significance and the importance of the sacrament, and how in the Catholic Church they are re-grasping the importance and the significance of the Word, of Bible studies, of preaching, of homilies, of sermons, and how although we're different folds, we're both being led by Christ. And that it's not just about us, but it's also about those sheep that, like the one, have got away from the fold, that he is their shepherd too, and that he goes and he seeks after them. This passage calls us to remember that there is more than just us, that his love is bigger than just one small denomination, that it goes far beyond what we can even imagine. One of the quotes that I was reading this week that I really liked came from Archbishop Desmond Tutu. And he talks about how this passage reminds us that Christ's love is not just for us, not just those of us that seem to quote-unquote get it right sometimes, but that it's also for the most troublesome of us. Because that's what a shepherd does. He goes out and he helps those sheep that are misbehaving to become good sheep. He helps those sheep that are wandering and getting lost to become good sheep. As I think about this, I even think of the call to worship we did from Psalm 23. Have any of you ever wondered about the line, "Your rod and your staff, they comfort me"? It's kind of an odd line. We tend to get the staff part. The staff is you know, what a shepherd used to lead. And in fact, when sheep would start to wander off, a shepherd could take his staff and hit the ground with it and just, and it would get the sheep's attention and they would come back, and he could use it to bring them in. And so we tend to get that idea of the staff. But I remember in college it was the rod that I always wondered about. Because you always see a picture with the staff. You never see one with a little rod per se. But what that rod was used for was it was used for the troublesome sheep. That the shepherd would take it and he would actually use it to break one of the legs of the sheep. That way the sheep could not wander off. That way it had to stay with the herd. But because of how the shepherds were and how they cared for their sheep, you couldn't just leave the sheep. Because of his broken leg, he wouldn't keep up with the herd. So the shepherd would actually have to put the sheep over its shoulders, or it would have to carry it. And what they say is when the shepherd would do these, especially when they would carry it like this, the sheep's head would be right on the heart of the shepherd, so that the sheep could learn the shepherd's heart. And he knew that what was happening was for its good. And they say almost every time that once the leg of that sheep was healed, where was that sheep to be found? Right beside the shepherd, because it knew the shepherd's heart. And so that little tangent is to bring us back to the idea that Christ loves even the most troublesome of us, and that Christ is seeking to restore us to him. And so Archbishop Desmond Tutu had this quote to say: "For the most part, when you go to a church, most churches, when they have images of the Good Shepherd, they show Jesus carrying a nice fluffy lamb. Now, fluffy little lambs don't tend to stray from their mother lambs. The sheep that will stray is normally the most obnoxious and troublesome sheep that there is." And so it's interesting to, when we hear that Christ is the Good Shepherd, it's not just for us, it's that he is going out and seeking those troublesome sheep, that he loves them just as much as he loves us. And so this passage reminds us that Christ loves us deeply and that Christ is looking after us. He is indeed shepherding us and guiding us and leading us, and that he is also seeking after his ones that have gone astray, as he is their shepherd too. He is gathering his flock together as one in his love. Would you pray with me this morning? My dearest Lord, be thou a bright flame before me. Be thou a guiding star above me. Be thou a smooth path beneath me. Be thou a kindly shepherd behind me, today and evermore. Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. More sermons are available online at our website, capenazarene.org. Our website also includes instructions for subscribing to our podcast so you can have a message delivered to you weekly. May God bless you as you serve Him this week.